Let's pray. Gracious Lord, we're free and free. Death has been arrested and life has begun. And so, Lord, we celebrate this day. We thank you, Lord, for the gift of your forgiveness and salvation that you won for us in Christ Jesus on the cross. In your name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Thank you guys for leading us in music. It's great. So, last Sunday night football, Cooper Rush, who is filling in for Dak Prescott, who's the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Cooper Rush came out of Central Michigan, undrafted, a complete nobody. He's playing against the Minnesota Vikings at Minnesota. They're down. It's the fourth quarter, like a minute and a half or so to go. He leads them down the field. They score, you know, and this guy is just doing an amazing thing as a complete nobody quarterback filling in for a Hall of Famer. Now, I want you to see the end of this game, and I want you to be aware of Matthew. Matthew is Cooper Rush's dad, okay? Just capture the joy of this moment, all right?
Fourth down, final play of the game, barring a defensive foul. And that will do it. Randy Gregory put the pressure on. Go figure. And for those of you so inclined, you know how the line moved in this game from the middle of the week until tonight. Crazy.
That's a moment for a dad. That for a wife, for a mom, for all of them.
Isn't that great? I'm not even a Dallas fan, and I'm like, oh, that's just awesome. Have you ever had a moment like that, you know, with a parent or a grandparent where they're just like, they're living vicariously through you? And they're just so proud. They're just so happy. They're just thrilled for you. Have you ever had a moment like that in your life? Here's the question. This is a really good question. Do you see God feeling that way towards you? Is the Heavenly Father beating his chest, closing his eyes, in just a wonder, an amazement, a delight, a favor, a precious moment where he's like, yep, that's my girl. That's my girl. You know, I created this girl. I died for this girl. I forgive this girl. That's my boy. That's every bit of my boy. Do you experience the love of Jesus? Do you experience the Father's delight over you? Do you experience that? Have you received that? Is that part of who you are? Is that what it means, really, to be a person of faith? What you're believing in is the love of God for your life. Do you believe that? I know that I struggle in this area. I'm a very much a doer, and so much of my walk with Jesus is based upon doing and performing in a way. And I can feel close to God, especially when circumstances go well for me. Circumstances go well for me, that's one thing. And I've felt obedient for a decent amount of time. You know, you wrap a couple weeks together where you feel like you've been a good Christian in kind of a real way. And we come into this space and we feel like, you know, we're connected to God. But I tell you, and I think I'm not alone, a lot of times I come in with my tail between my legs, pretty beat up, pretty aware, and realizing that, yeah, I've just totally blown it again, and I feel very, very distant from God. I've caved into temptation. I've been a jerk to my wife. I've failed to recycle. I've, you know, said some things that I shouldn't say. I've not taken an opportunity to witness like I should. I've been stingy with my generosity. You know, all these things kind of accumulate, and we walk in thinking, I'm not too crazy about being here in God's presence, and I don't think God is too crazy about me being here in his presence. And so we feel distant, but we come because it's like, hey, this is what I do. I go to church, right? That is a lie. That is a lie. That life is a lie. The truth that is foundational in our identity, the truth that is foundational in what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ, is that God is our Heavenly Father, and He beats His chest in delight over us because of His Son, Jesus. That's the point of today. Paul says it this way in 2 Corinthians 5:21. God made Him, that's Jesus, the Father made Jesus, who had no sin, to be sin for us, so that in Him, in Jesus, so you, in Jesus, you might become the righteousness, everything that's right of God. God does this exchange, and this is what we as Christians cherish, that God takes upon my sin and gives me His rightness, His goodness, His rightness. And so I receive, I'm actually in direct personal possession of everything that's perfect about Jesus. Everything that's perfect about Jesus, I am in direct personal possession of. That's what it means to be right. I'm covered in the rightness of Jesus, right? So every one of us could say this about ourselves this past week. I don't know, pretty ordinary week for a lot of us. Maybe a really sad week. Maybe a really, really good week. Whatever it is, whatever your week looked like this last week, you could say this about yourself this past week because of who you are in Jesus. Okay, here you go. Ready? This past week, you just completed a 40-day fast. And in that 40-day fast, you were tempted in person by the devil. And you looked the devil in the eye, and you did not cave. You did not cave into what your body wanted to do. You did not cave into what your desires wanted to do. You stood up to the temptation of the devil, and you gave the devil God's word, and you functioned in the middle of a desert, and you functioned perfectly to the Father's will. You know, this past week, you were tortured by an angry mob. They hated you, but you did not cry out in vengeance. You did not complain. There was not even a flash of selfish anger in you. And when you did open your mouth, the only thing you said to this angry mob was, "Father, forgive them." You offered forgiveness to your enemies this past week. Oh, by the way, you also walked on water this past week. You healed a blind guy. You fed 5,000 people. And you forgave a woman who was caught in adultery, and you protected her from being stoned by some self-righteous guys. This has been a really good week for you. All of this is true about you in Christ Jesus. Everything that Jesus did right, you now hold personal possession of, right? So when the Father looks down at you in Christ Jesus, He's beating His chest. I want you to see this. He's beating His chest. He's saying, "That's my boy. That's my girl. I can't be more proud of my son. I can't be more of a king for my daughter." That's who you are. That is your identity. And that does not change. It doesn't change based upon your performance, and it doesn't change upon how you feel, and it doesn't change on your circumstances. Because it's not you. I'm sorry, it's not about you. It's not about you. It's about the Father making a plan with His Son to rescue you. And so you don't really have any fingerprints on any of this. But that's how the Father looks down on you. Peter says it this way, "But you are not like that, for you are a chosen people." Okay? Just picture the Father beating His chest for you. You're a royal priest. You're a holy nation. God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for He called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. Once you had no identity as a people, but now you are God's people. Once you received no mercy, now you have received mercy from God. Yeah, isn't that great? And I could go on. Okay, one more, Ephesians 2. "So now you Gentiles are no longer strangers and foreigners. You are citizens along with all of God's holy people. You are members of God's family." Members of God's family. So the reason I'm celebrating this today for you is because today is All Saints Day. You are a saint. Now, you may not feel like a saint, and you may not behave like a saint, and you may not even believe like a saint. But the reason you're a saint is because God has made you so. This is the real you. This is the true you. This is the full identity you. And I know, I mean, we're all in the same boat. We operate out of our own oldness, our own identities. And we act in ways that are far from saintly. But that's not the real you. That's not the full you, the true you. The real you, true you, is hidden in Christ Jesus. The old you is the old you, and the old you doesn't go away without kicking and screaming. For sure, right? For sure. But what you need to remember is who you really are in Christ Jesus. Who you really are. And with that, you are a saint. There's nothing you can do to make yourself any better in God's eyes. Because Christ Jesus has already done that for you. And his work is perfect. Okay? So here's my challenge. We call this setting aside. Because of our time constraints this morning at Community Service Sunday, we're not going to have you fill out a card. But I'm going to give you an assignment, and I want you to do this. I really want you to do this. I want you to find a space this week. I like doing it outside. I like doing it especially on a sunny day. It's a little bit tricky on campus, but I know it can be done. You could sit outside of Love Library on a sunny day on a bench, and the rest of the world walking by going to class thinks you're just taking a little nap, okay? You're sitting on a bench. The sun is coming down on you, okay? Or maybe I do this on a walk. We have a little forest at the end of our block. The sun's coming down on me, and I want you to just maybe close your eyes, bask in the sun hitting you, and then just feel your Heavenly Father's warmth and love and delight and cherish and favor and security and all of that which Matthew Rush felt for his boy. I want the Heavenly Father to feel that on you this week, all right? Just let the Heavenly Father do what the Heavenly Father does best, okay? But be intentional. Find a sacred space for you and receive the joy of the Father's love for you in the person of Jesus, okay? Raise your right hand. I am forcing you to take an oath. If you do not do this for yourself this week, you owe me lunch, okay? And I'm serious, and I'm talking Chipotle. I'm going to burn you for $9. I promise, repeat after me, to bask in the Father's love, or I will OPB Chipotle. Amen. All right, let's pray. Oh, let's confess our faith, right? Is that what we're doing next? I think so. Okay, let's stand. We stand, and then we're kind of closing off our time together. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Okay, we're going to have a seat, we're going to pray, and then we'll finish off our time together in a song. I want to pray about a couple things. One, I want to pray about where we're serving today. If you came and you can serve, we're going to serve till 2 o'clock. It's a thing called Common Threads. We're going to be doing some assembling and some ironing and cutting of fabric that will be shipped all over the world, especially in places that are distressed, to help people in poverty around the world have reusable feminine hygiene products. So that's where we're headed. It's called Common Threads. So if you can join us, please join us. I also want to pray about a 60-year-old woman that we met yesterday. Some of us went raking leaves in Seward, and we raked the lead of a 60-year-old woman. Her husband just passed away of COVID. And so she came out of her house and just could not speak, but she was just overwhelmed in just generosity and thanksgiving. We just pray for her. And she and her husband, I've been told, have adopted a lot of children, and they have quite a few young children at home, so I'm going to pray for that family. I want to pray for the Beta Sigs. These guys in the front row are Beta Sigs. It's a Lutheran fraternity, and they're just awesome dudes. So I just want to pray for their brotherhood and their goodness and their witness on campus. So anything else, as we think about praying, as I close this off in prayer, that you guys are just, hey, pray about this. Marky, you got anything for me?
Thanksgiving meal.
All right. Anything else, you guys? I know that. All right, let's go. Let's pray. And then we'll finish off with the Lord's Prayer. Lord Jesus, you've given us a great day. You've given us a beautiful day of weather, and you've given us strength. Help us to use our strength Whether it's at Common Threads or whether we go about this day just doing the daily needs of a Sunday, we want to use our strength to your goodness and your delight. We are on the receiving end of complete favor, complete acceptance, and you delight over us. Lord, help us to delight over others in the way that you have delighted over us. We want to be a force of good, of acceptance, of generosity, of kindness. And so, Lord, help us to be the very best of friends on this campus. Lord Jesus, I pray for this new widow. I pray for her children. I pray for her family. I pray for her finances. Wrap your loving arms around her. And I know that she's a part of a local church. Allow that local church to be church, to care for her, and to help her, Lord, learn a new normal. So just love her, Lord Jesus, and give her absolute certainty that her husband is in your loving arms. Lord Jesus, I pray for the Beta Sigs. I pray for their fellowship as men, that they would truly be brothers in Christ together. So I pray, Lord, that they would foster a culture among them that is one of understanding and of growth, that you are maturing them. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that they would be grounded in you and your unfailing love. Lord, I pray for international students on this campus. I pray that they would know in their own hearts of how deeply cherished they are. Lord, I pray for them, especially if they're lonely, if they're feeling isolated. Help us to be great friends. Help us to have a spirit of hospitality. Help us to be curious and to be learning about their culture and their ways, and just enjoy the rich diversity that we have on this campus. And so, Lord, I pray your special blessing on the upcoming Thanksgiving dinner. This room, Lord, may your spirit fill this room with people from around the city, with students on this campus, and may it be filled with just great conversations, lots of laughter, and good food. So we pray your blessing on that. Lord Jesus, as saints, we come before you boldly because we know our correct standing before you as we pray the prayer you have taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. All right, let's stand for the blessing. I want to say goodbye to our friends online. We're honored to have you join us for Sunday worship. Please stand. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen.